Been Old Grass, New Grass. Do this every Saturday morning, 9 till noon. You can always check out a stream of or a downloadable podcast by visiting our all music website, afterfm.com. Joel Davis and Terrasonic is up next. Have a great Saturday.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a glorious, if not blustery, Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range. Get this sunshine in while you can, folks, because there's a little kind of the winter side of spring is going to rear its ugly head starting later tonight and tomorrow. So get those rays while you can. I've got sunshiny music, breezy tunes to accommodate your day, to provide a soundtrack for you for the next hour. I thank you for joining me, and if you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me at 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. Got a lot of great music ahead for you in today's program, so let's get to it. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
allá. Sigue en el paso y todo el mundo a gozar. Cadera pa' aquí, cadera pa' allá. Sigue en el paso y todo el mundo a gozar. Cadera pa' aquí, cadera pa' allá. Sigue en el paso y todo el mundo a gozar. Cadera pa' aquí, cadera pa' allá. Sigue en el paso.
uncle, I tell you something. I do the Bible. I tell you something. What I mean, I was a Bible. Now that's all. I need to go.
Minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this Saturday afternoon, or wherever you're whenever you're listening, wherever you're tuning in from. Thanks for joining me. That last little bit of zaniness was from an artist going by the name Comorian, from the Comoros Islands. That's off the northeast coast of Malawi, East Africa, and from an album out on Glitterbeat called We're an Island, But We're Not Alone. That was a track called America. Crazy. Where'd they get that idea? Before that, Sandalia Dela, a Duke Pearson track featuring the great Flora Parim on vocals. That was the Sonic Funk Foundry Bossa Jazz edit. Prior to that, Jaguar, Si Huele El Paso, a new single. Not really sure where that's from. Just grabbed that on my latest trawl through Bandcamp. Bandcamp Friday happening yesterday. New music from Bomba Stereo. Their new album is coming out soon. And from a little EP they dropped of singles, we heard Se Acabó. And I gotta say, I'm not sure how I feel about these new Bomba Stereo tracks. They're not quite as, you know, they're a little smoother, a little more chill. Lee Sommet, the lead singer, she had a kid since their last album, which came out 4 years ago. So a little bit of a different vibe, but I'm warming up to it. I've been listening to it and giving it some time, and I love her voice and I love their vibe, so... yeah, looking forward to that whole new album, and we'll see then. And we began with music from Martin Brun from a record called Pica Flor out on the Chica Chica label. They're out of Peru. And a track called Huanuco y Tingo Maria. And right now in the background, brand new music. I don't even think this is released yet, from Halab and Imbera Ensemble. I don't know really anything about this record, but it's pretty cool. It's called Imbera. That's M'Berra. This track called Desert Storm. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so via phone. Try the station line. The studio phone's not working in this studio. 303-449-4885. Or better yet, dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic. I am Joel Davis. You're listening to us on KGNU.
Himalaya. tanto que no me moqui. Via primi sinni goji, ashit na bea con le losti. Sinni cheque taco costi, frosty, frosty. Capra for my neck, I'm costly, costly, costly. Bitches on go sicko costly, frosty, golden, buzzy. So I make you sing for your supper, sing, sing for your supper. Don't test that kuchapa na malapa.
Papa, à moi, est un gangster.
12:30 here at Terrasonic, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're having a good day or night, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. We are here for you 24/7 and worldwide. Last track we heard was from Moto and Bandit Voyage from a record called Les Chansons des Autres. Mon papa, moi, est un gangster. Which I think translates to "My Papa Made Me a Gangster," but I could be wrong. Correct me if I am. Tony Allen before that. Sadly, we lost him last year, the father of Afrobeat. But he lives on a new record out on Blue Note called There Is No End, a record he was working on before when he passed away. Putting together some rhythms and beats for a new generation of MCs and rappers to work with, and it's a very good record. And from that, we heard Mau Mau featuring Naito. Kasai All Stars have a new record out. It is also excellent. Black Ants always fly together. One Bangle Makes No Sound is the name of this album. It's out on Crammed Discs, and we heard Like a Dry Leaf on a Tree. And then before that, more new music from Halab and Mbera Ensemble. That was what we were listening to during the last break. And during this break, we're listening to Carl Hector and the Malkoons. They're from Germany, I believe, Berlin. And this song came out back in 2013. It's called Can't Stand the Pressure. I hope you're holding up okay under the pressure of this beautiful day. Here's some more music for you. Sheila Chandra remixed by Tiki Masala on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Ah. أبسلام رحيبو محمد فاضل عبد العزيز مينا لطيفة زهرة مصطفى محمد
Hey, la bonne malade.
Taking a little trip through Morocco in this segment of Terrasonic. That was Inov Gnawa from their new album. It's called Lila, and that track called El Bwala. Before Inov Gnawa, it was Telemachus from a record called In Morocco. And that came out on YNR Productions back in 2014 or so. And we heard a track from that called Ahmed. And prior to that, from India, actually, it was Sheila Chandra, her classic track, Roots and Wings, remixed by Tiki Masala. In the background right now, it is Gedra from Casablanca, I believe, and a new record called Vexillology, and this one called Stampede Step. We've got about 15 minutes left to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae music on Reggae Bloodlines. J-Dub in with you today, bringing you sunny sounds for a sunny afternoon. And even when those clouds move in, it'll still be sunny sounds. After that, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots, taking you up until 6 o'clock and full hour of news from the BBC. The music gets going again at 7 with Sound Lab. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. We've got a little bit of music left to go in the show today. If you want to reach me, you can do so DJ at KGNU.org or 303-449-4885. Always happy to hear from you. You can reach me anytime via email, Terrasonic at gmail.com. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
viola, toc, 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 ano 2000, ano 2000. Viola, tola, 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 agogô, tolo, tolo, duende, oh, oh, duende, oh, oh. A ciência excitada fará o sinal da cruz e acenderemos fogueiras para apreciar. Oh, meu Deus, a lâmpada elétrica de Science and Reference. We may sign a promise and we like the
day, for unto us a child is born, a son is given, but our child is missing. Plastered onto every lamppost and stop sign across America, no less the world. In red, bold typeface, it reads, kidnapped. We shall reclaim our joy. We shall remuster our strength. Through millennia, bathed in the tears of a thousand ancestors, we shall rise. As it was in the beginning, so too shall it be in the end.
Minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is coming in for a landing. Just heard music from Salt from their second release from last year, second of two releases from 2020 called Untitled Rise. That was the beginning and the end. Don't know much about that band. They kind of keep it a mystery on purpose. But some really great music from Salt. That's S-A-U-L-T. Speaking of really great music, before that it was Lucas Santana from what I thought was a brand new record called Three Sessions in a Greenhouse. But then I read the liner notes during the last break and or during the last set and discovered that this record was actually recorded like 15 years ago. And he was on tour and they were in, I think, Sao Paulo. And had a studio. They got a grant, some grant money, and set up this studio. And over three nights, recorded this record, Three Sessions in a Greenhouse. And it is a serious Brazilian sound clash, just a monster record. And I'm really excited to dig more deeply into this one. It's just been reissued. And we heard from that one, Ogodo Año 2000, featuring Tom Zé. And right now in the background and taking us out of here, it is Bashir Attar from the Master Musicians of Djajouka, taking us back to Morocco one last time in this show. From his album, The Next Dream, out on CMP Records. And just realized last week I closed the show with Fode Moussa Sousso from an album that came out around the same time, also on CMP Records, but I digress. Yeah, the track from Bashir Attar from his album The Next Dream called Under the Shadow of Liberty. You'll find an archive for today's show and all shows from Terrasonic, a playlist, and all of that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music adventure with so much music there and other cool things to check out. That I hope you'll set aside some time to do just that. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach me anytime, terrasonic@gmail.com. Terrasonic comes your way every Saturday, noon to 1, on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC, Nederland, K254CH, Laporte, and K256CT, Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thank you for listening. See you back here next Saturday for another episode of Terrasonic. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. and have a great weekend. J-Dub up next with Reggae Bloodlines.
Support comes from Centennial Peaks Hospital, offering help for listeners or their loved ones who may be experiencing a mental health crisis. Inpatient and outpatient services available from a medical staff of independent practitioners. ECT available for treatment-resistant conditions. Details at centennialpeaks.com.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 30 people have been killed and more than 50 others injured in a militant attack at a school in the capital, Kabul. Here's Sikandar Karmani.
Well, this terrible attack took place at around 4:30 in the afternoon as students at a girls' school were just making their way home. And now some initial reports are suggesting that three rockets were fired at the site. Images shared on social media show bodies strewn across the ground, and it's feared that many of the victims will be teenagers and young girls. This took place in a neighborhood in the west of Kabul known as Dasht-e-Bachi. It's an area that's dominated by Afghanistan's Shia Hazara minority, and that's been repeatedly targeted by the so-called Islamic State group.
The Scottish National Party leader Nicola Sturgeon has said it's the will of the country to have a second independence referendum after her party won elections to the Scottish Parliament. She said she would first lead the recovery from the coronavirus pandemic before turning to the referendum. Ms Sturgeon said it would be absurd for the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to block the plan.
It looks as if it is beyond any doubt that there will be a pro-independence majority in that Scottish Parliament. And by any normal standard of democracy, that majority should have the commitments it made to the people of Scotland honoured. So for any Westminster politician who tries to stand in the way of that, I would say you're not picking a fight with the SNP, you're picking a fight with the democratic wishes of the Scottish people.
Elsewhere in the UK, some significant victories for the opposition Labour Party could not offset earlier defeats in its traditional working-class heartlands. The party's Joanne Anderson became the first black woman to be directly elected to head a major British city, Liverpool, and her counterpart in London, Sadiq Khan, looks to be on course to hold on to his job. The European Commission President has dampened the hopes of the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi that the EU might waive coronavirus vaccine patents to boost production. Speaking after a video summit, Ursula von der Leyen said boosting output at existing plants was the key. Mike Sanders explains the EU's point of view.
It's a very grave situation in India and nobody denies that. But I think they're not too keen on his idea that they should waive patents on medicines that they've put a lot of time, effort and money into developing. President Macron of France says that patents are not really the problem anyway. The big blockage comes from the United States not exporting any of the vaccine it's making until the American public has been vaccinated.
World News from the BBC. Cuba has announced it will begin vaccinating its population against the coronavirus using two jabs developed by its own scientists. The government said the aim was to vaccinate as quickly as possible the 1.7 million people who live in the capital, Havana, as part of a large-scale study. The two jabs haven't yet been granted World Health Organization approval for emergency use. The family of George Floyd, whose killing by a white police officer last year provoked global race protests, has welcomed the former policeman's indictment on charges of civil rights violations. Mr. Floyd's brother, Rodney, said the news delivered in a phone call by the US Attorney General was a victory for all families waiting for justice.
And you can hear the sincerity in his voice. You can hear that he was very touched and moved by his brother's death and his police officer's conduct. And I mean, he spoke with us for about 15 minutes and just explained to us that, hey, we got indictment charges.